And there's a Red Sea before them, and Pharaoh's army is in pursuit. They had come to an impasse. They had come to a bottleneck. They had come to a gridlock. They had come to a deadlock. However, standing still was certain disaster. God instructs Moses. Moses, tell the people they must go forward. Going forward simply meant that they had to go through the Red Sea. When you think in terms of why God's people must go forward, it's because there is an adversary that is in pursuit of God's people. Pharaoh was in pursuit of God's people just as the devil is in pursuit of the Lord's church today. The Bible calls him an adversary, calls him a roaring lion. 1 Peter 5:8. Revelations 12:9, he's called a deceiver. He's called a dragon. He's called an old serpent. John 8:44, he's called a liar. He's called a murderer. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says that he is able to transform himself. You have to ask yourself, why is the devil in pursuit of God's people? He's in pursuit of God's people because he knows that God's people have a great legacy. Not only do they have a great legacy, but they have a great future. The devil is in pursuit because he knows that God's people have great, rich resources. He also knows that they are highly favored by God. And he knows that if he wants to stop God's progress and stop God's glory in the world in which God created, he must stop God's people. And so, as Pharaoh was after God's people, the devil is after the Lord's people today. You and I find ourselves in gridlock. We find ourselves in deadlock. Sometimes bottleneck. We can't go to the right. We can't go to the left. And we know that the only way that we can go is through the Red Sea. When you think in terms of going forward, I want to suggest three things that we go forward with. Number one, we must go forward in faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. You have to think in terms of the Red Sea. And then the Bible says they passed through on dry land. So not only did he part the Red Sea, but he dried the ground for them to be able to pass through. And he did this while the Egyptians were coming behind them. And what the Lord was able to do, because they had enough faith to go forward, God separated his people from their enemies, the Egyptians. Faith is so important if a church is to go forward. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He did not say that we were, but he is. We got to believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Listen to me, going forward through the Red Sea is not really what God is really that concerned about. What he's really concerned about is his people knowing who he is and knowing, ladies and gentlemen, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The Red Sea is really about believing in an invisible God, a God that you cannot see, a God that when you speak, he does not answer, a God that you cannot touch. But you know he exists, and you know that he is real. The whole Christian life is about us believing in a God that we cannot see, in a God that somehow is kept from our physical abilities to be able to grasp. And so that's why faith becomes so important, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And so as we go forward, we have to go forward in faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. Daniel Webster said, faith is putting God between us and our circumstances. When you put God between you and your circumstance, you'll be surprised how that circumstance really doesn't seem all that insurmountable. And the reason is because you know that the God that is before you is much greater than the circumstance that is in front of you. When you really believe that God is, and you really believe that God is a reward of them who diligently seek Him, when you really believe that God is able, there is no circumstance in front of you that God, with your trust in Him, will not be able to carry you through and move you through it. Someone else said, God is not looking for great people, but a people who realize how great He is. When you think in terms of how great God is, and that's what it's all about, how great God is. The Red Sea was God's opportunity to magnify Himself. The Red Sea was God's opportunity to magnify Himself in power and to magnify Himself in great deliverance. When that day was over, when they marched across on dry ground and God drowned the Egyptians, there was nobody but God who got glory that day, because everybody knew. The Israelites knew that God did it. The Egyptians knew that God had done it. I'm telling you, you cannot go forward if you don't have faith in God. God must be put between you and the obstacle that you see before you. And when you do that, you will find out that doubt is what sees the obstacle, but faith is what sees the way. Not only must we go forward in faith, but we must go forward in His word. You know what's interesting about this particular text is in Exodus 14, beginning at verse number 1, the Bible says, now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Paharath and between Migdol and the sea opposite Bel Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain glory over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. When you think in terms of going forward by the word of God, I am sure that Moses, when God told him to go and camp between those two mountains and camp against the Red Sea, Moses probably had cause from his perspective to question the word of God. God, do you really know what you're asking us to do? Are you sure? God said, well, I'm telling you, I know that Pharaoh's going to say that you are bewildered. He's going to say that you are trapped. He said, I know what Pharaoh's going to say. What Moses probably said, well, God, looks like to me we are trapped. Amen. But you see, when you follow the word of God, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He said, I don't think like you. I don't act like you. And if you just learn to trust my word, when we go forward, we're going to have to go forward, not based on what we feel or what we think. We must go forward on what has God said. When the children of Israel went forward on what God said, and they trusted the word of God, they understood how powerful the word was. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4 and verse number 12, for the word of God is quick, it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's the beauty of it, is knowing how powerful the word of God is. God does not work without His word. God must work through His word. And so if you believe that God is, You're going to have to believe the word of God as well. Why should I believe in the word of God? Because the Bible says that the word of God liveth and it abideth forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. But he said, my word will never pass away. The word of God is that which endureth to all generation. If a church is going to go forward, a church must go forward because of their faith in God. They must go forward because they believe that the word of God is the only thing that they can endure. The word of God is the only thing that will keep them strong. The word of God is powerful enough to do that. The word of God is our only way. We must follow that word of God. No wonder the psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my pathway. When you and I go forward, and we go forward with the word of God, doing it because God said do it, the way God said do it, I am assured of the fact that we'll always be able to go through any Red Sea that is before us. And then thirdly, before I close, go forward in God's purpose. Not only in faith, not only in the word of God, but go forward in God's purpose. Israel was in the divine will of God, the purpose of God. They were not in Egypt on their own. God brought them to Egypt. They were there because they were involved in the will and the purpose of Almighty God. This purpose of God is a universal purpose. If we ever get to the point where we think that we are just here and God is carrying out our agenda and God's carrying out our perspectives and what it is that we have made, you know, for our own advancement in this world, God is not with that kind of agenda. God is with his agenda. And you're going to have to put your agenda in his agenda. You say, well, Brother Gibbs, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying that whatever you choose to be in life, make sure that you put that into the will of Almighty God. And I guarantee you that God will see you through every Red Sea because you are now involved in the will of Almighty God. What I like about the will of God is that the will of God is not just for the present. The will of God has been involved in from the very creation of time. In other words, when you look at the will of God is in the past, the present, and the future. Whatever you're doing now, he is doing it because there is something in the future that he wants to be able to accomplish. You got to understand that you are only a bridge to the future. God wants us to understand if you don't go forward, what you do is you create a situation where I'm not able to really bless the future. You are in my hands. Product by which I will bless the future and future generations. So I understand now why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. If I stay in his purpose, then I know that I'm going through the Red Sea, and I know I'm going through on dry land. Because I'm in his will and I'm in his purpose. And I also know that the devil can't get me. Pharaoh can't get me. You say, well, Brother Gibbs, if the sea is open, then Pharaoh's going to come right down. But here's what God will do. God will bring a rain shower, amen, and he'll muddy up the Red Sea and make those chariot wheels, amen, get bogged down in mud and then fall off those chariots. And then when you get safely on the other side, he'll say, put the rod back across, and he'll drown your enemy. That's the kind of God that you serve. That's the kind of God you serve. Is that when you say, well, why don't you just take care of him here? God said, no, I'm going to take care of my way when I get ready. And that's why you and I got to stay in the purpose and the will of God. I don't understand how it's going to work out, but I do know this. I do know this. If I'm in God's will and God's purpose, it's going to work out. I'd put my family in the will of God. I'd put my business in the will of God. I'd make sure that everything I have is in the will of God. Because if I'm in the will of God, God's going to take care of it. Brother Gibb, what are you saying? Well, you say, well, why do you take us in the will? Well, if you get in the will of God, he'll give you manna. He'll give you water from a rock. He'll fix it where your clothes don't wear off your back. He'll lead you by a cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at night. That cloud will keep you cool in the day when it's hot, and that fire will keep you warm at night. That's because you're all in the will of God. If we stay in the will of God, I'm telling you, you don't have anything to worry about. That's why the Bible says, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So in conclusion, I say to you, don't let nobody take you away from what God wants you to do. Always in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, keep moving forward. You can't stop. Go in faith. Go in the Word of God. Stay in the will and the purpose of God, and God will help see you through. Have faith in God. Trust His Word. Prioritize His purpose. Go forward. The promised land is before you. Egypt is behind you. Freedom is ahead of you. Slavery is behind you. Salvation is ahead of you. Death is behind you. The future is ahead of you. The past is behind you. God will only lead you if you go forward. He ain't in the business of carrying you backwards. He's not in the business of going on the side. He's only going to carry us forward. May God bless you. May God keep you. And why you and I must go forward is that we might bring glory and honor to Almighty God. God bless you. May God keep you. And I look forward to the day that we will go forward and we will actually be in the very presence of God Himself. If you're here this afternoon, well, this evening, and you're desirous of being in the will of God, and you're desirous of being a part of this great body of people that God takes care of, you got to come to Him through Christ. Jesus Christ is that one through which God blesses the world. You give your life to Him. You be dedicated to Him. Stay in His will, follow Him by faith, and He will bring you safely to the other side. You've heard that gospel. Believe it now with all of your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Buried with Him in the water grave of baptism for the remission of sin. And I know He will wash away your sin. He'll cleanse you. And He'll make you what you need to be. If you're desirous of that, will you come to Jesus right now while together we stand and sing? Will you come?
God is calling the prodigal, come without delay. Hear, oh, hear Him calling, calling now for thee. Though you wander so far from His presence, come today. Hear His loving voice calling still, for He's calling now for thee. Loving and tenderly still, the Father please. Hear, oh, hear Him calling, calling now for thee. Oh, return while the Spirit in mercy intercedes. Hear His loving voice calling still, for He's calling now for thee. Oh, with prodigal come, for He's calling now for thee. Prodigal, come desperate in the house of thy father and to spare. Hear, oh, hear Him calling, calling now for thee. Lo, the table is spread and the feast is waiting there. Hear His loving voice calling still. For He's calling now for thee. Oh, where prodigal come? You know that He's calling now for thee. Oh, where prodigal come?
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gibbs, for another excellent lesson tonight. We've had great lessons today. Matthew 5:10 this morning, that still should be burning in your heart. And we thank Brother Gibbs tonight for that faith, that lesson about going forward. And he said we need to have faith, the word of God, and God's purpose. We'll keep that in mind, Brother Gibbs. Thank you so very, very much. We have those who have come down tonight. We're going to read the cards, and then we're going to go to God in prayer on their behalf. We have Brother William Brown who's come down tonight. Brother Brown is asking for prayer on behalf of the Ipadapo family. They have a son who is in the hospital from a battle with Kawasaki's disease. He seems to be getting better, but please pray for his health to be fully restored and for the family to be comforted. Amen. I want to keep the Ipadapo family in our prayers. We have Sister Esther Robbins. Sister Esther is asking for our prayers. She says thanks to the members for all of your prayers. And she'll be traveling, and she asks that we keep her in our prayers as well. We have Sabaya Stewart, who sent in a card, and the Stewart family said, on Thursday morning I had a car accident, and we're asking for prayer as we deal with the insurance company. Pray that everything will go smoothly with the insurance claim, and we won't have any unexpected hiccups. He says, I'm doing well and resting at home. We're glad that there were no injuries, and we'll be praying for the Stewart family. We have Jessica Birchfield. Sister Jessica comes down tonight, and she is confessing sin, repenting of that sin, and she's desirous of our prayers. Keep Sister Jessica in our prayers. Sister Stella Fagan. Sister Fagan comes down tonight, and she's asking for a special prayer on behalf of her brother. We're trying to get him restored. And also special prayer on behalf of her grandson, DeMarcus. We want to keep her brother and DeMarcus' grandson in our prayers. Brother Isaac Davis.